Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Bread Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated.
101.9.
This is the Fox.
The new restrictions came out, yes, well, the lifting of certain restrictions, and Dan Andrews' press conference went ahead yesterday. I didn't watch it, Fev.
I watched it.
I chose to just read about it afterwards. Yeah.
Well, it went for a long time.
Oh, it always does. You're waiting for the bits you want. So yeah. I thought, you know what, I'll just read. Somebody will put it briefly together in yep. some sort of, you know, dot point what form which I can consume. Well, let's have a listen. This is essentially what he covered off yesterday.
I'm very pleased to make the following announcements. From 11:59pm tonight, the following changes to restrictions will be made. There will be no time limit on leaving your home for exercise or for socialising. The travel distance from your home will move from 5 kilometres to 25 kilometres. Outdoor gatherings will increase to 10 people from 2 households. The following settings will be open, subject to, of course, COVID-safe conditions. Tennis, skate parks, golf. Hairdressers will be back open. Real estate auctions will occur with a maximum of 10 people, and commercial real estate inspections can occur. Outdoor pools can host 30 swimmers. Indoor pools can open up for one-on-one hydrotherapy with a health professional.
So there we go. And 2 weeks, so November 1st is when, at the moment, business and hospitality and retail can open. Mm. He said maybe even earlier if we can keep these numbers as low as they are. So that's a snapshot of it. Fev, does any of that affect you? How are you feeling?
Well, 25Ks, I just don't get that. Like, my family, I don't live at 25Ks to any of them. It's my brother, my mum, my dad. So I can't see them. So I just don't get the 25K. Like, why is it 25K?
Why do you live so far away from all your family members? Yeah.
Well, that's the bigger issue.
Jason and Mum are in the peninsula, so that's just over 25K. But then I don't understand, like, but I could go jump in the pool down here at MSAC with 30 randoms I don't know and have a swim and have an old good, where people pee in the pool and do whatever they do.
Oh, hang on, yeah.
Well, people do.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting, but yeah. I can't go and see my mum.
Well, I know, but you know, I know what you're saying, but I think what they're realising, and I was reading from three epidemiologists this morning were saying that the transfer indoors is really one of the biggest problems.
Well, like can't even sit in the backyard with them.
Oh, I know. I know. So I guess, the 25K I don't really get so much, but I know that the epidemiologists. Oh,
that's roughly it.
Epidemiologists. Yep. I know that that's why they think that one will be almost one of the last to go, because getting parties or big family groups inside your house is how it spreads fastest.
I want to ask Dan the man, but he won't come on our show. We probably don't want him on our show, to be honest.
Well, you could go to the press conference and ask the question. You're a member of the media.
Yeah,
we could get you a media lanyard. Accredited.
I could not think of anything worse.
Okay, well,
what do you want to ask him then?
I want to ask him, the people that live Bayside. So where I live, 25K out, I could go, you know, I could probably go all the way down to near Kew. I could go out to Richmond. I could go blah, blah, blah.
That's good.
But when I turn around and go to my right-hand side, it's ocean.
Yeah.
So I should get 50K.
No,
I can't go.
Right.
Yeah, 50, 25, I do. You've got a,
we can
there's
only go
a radius.
One way.
You're basically only one half of the, and the other half you're going out to the ocean. But that's you being penalised for being rich.
101.9 The Fox.
Normally on a Tuesday, we catch up with this bloke, which is great. In more recent times, it has been rescheduled to a Monday.
Monday.
Hughesy.
Yeah, legends. Yeah, it is Monday because tonight, Drunk History on Channel 10 after having been paying attention. So I'm involved in that TV show. So.
You're not drinking, though.
No, I'm not drinking, Fev. I am playing Don Bradman. Heath Chopper Franklin gets drunk and tells the story of Don Bradman, the greatest cricketer of all time. And I play the Brad. I play the Don, sorry, not the Brad.
Boxy.
Yeah.
I've seen the ads. Hughesy with a cricket bat. He's not a very good sportsman, I don't think. He's a good runner, good tennis player, but I don't think you're a very good cricketer.
It's really disappointing, Fev. I think that's jealousy, Fifi.
I agree.
I, I wielded the willow as a young man, and in the nets, no one could get me out. Sure, the pressure of the middle of the field was I couldn't handle people sledging. They sledge in cricket. They're nasty, so I couldn't handle that. Ended up quitting cricket and going to work as a trolley boy at Woolies.
Back in those days in Warrnambool, mate, you probably thought you were playing cricket by yourself, because I reckon I'd be able to get you out.
Well, I don't – well, Fev, I also played in the Shane Warne tribute match at the MCG.
Yes.
And I bowled a professional sports person out. He was a rugby league player. But anyway, whatever.
Good story, mate.
Can I ask you a question? Can we just do a hypothetical here? So I want to imagine you're 14, 15, you're just playing cricket in the nets on a Sunday afternoon. And a Brendan Favola, a 15-year-old, comes up and wants to play. Do you drop the bat and run? Like, is Fev someone you think you would have gravitated to?
I'm scared. That, Fev would have lived in a house where I wouldn't have ridden my bike past, you know what I mean?
It's so true.
Fev would have gone, avoid that street. There's a guy there. You ride past there. You want to be pedalling at Lance Armstrong speed because he will take your bike. So, yeah.
So true.
That's fair, Fev, isn't it? I mean, you would have terrorised the local youngsters, I imagine. You know, would have been King of the Hill, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we had a little gang. We had a little skater gang. We were skateboards and rollerblades, and we used to cruise around Warrnambool down in Nazawaza.
Yeah, shaking the locals down.
Throwing eggs at houses and getting dog poo in toilet paper and knocking on doors.
I would have been eating my Chiquito, and Fev would have gone past and says, "That's my Chiquito. That's not your Chiquito." He would have taken my Chiquito, I reckon.
It's so true. Oh, hey, and also before, we've just talked about drunk history, but how great was the news the other day? Hughesy, we have a problem. It's coming back next year, Hughesy. That's fantastic.
Look, it was on a knife edge. I'm not going to lie, but it is back. So I'm very happy about it.
That's good news.
Channel 10 loved me so much. They got me a present. This is a true story. They got me a present. Guess what it was? It was a bottle of champagne. I had a drink.
And then you gave it to your team.
I've still got that one, mate. The alcohol I bought for my team was out of my own money.
You didn't buy it. You got, mate.
I went downstairs, right where you are now. You can go downstairs. During the next song, Fev, you can go downstairs, get your credit card out.
Because bottle shops are open at this time of morning.
All right, but they're not, all right? When they open, before you leave, you can go down and get everyone a bottle of whiskey, mate. And they people love you for it.
That's so honestly nice. What was the impetus? Like, did they do something, or was that
just Friday? It was Friday, Fev. It was Friday.
Oh, it's lovely because it's just our producers are all looking at us right now, so we're wondering what your reasoning was.
Can you say it was for something important? Because otherwise there's going to be a horrible expectation on us just to get everyone in our team stuff for no reason.
Just get them on Friday. Yeah. They'll feel good about it.
Coffees, because we're morning, they're not.
Yeah, you're right.
Good idea, Fev, thanks.
Well,
17 to 8. Make sure we're watching Hughesy tonight. playing the role of Don Bradman, according to Fev, it is a stretch.
No, it's amazing. I'll give you, this is a fact that I never knew, and Hughesy plays it out. Don Bradman was blind.
What?
I couldn't see.
No, what?
Is that
right?
Well, not completely. He wasn't Helen Keller.
But he couldn't read. His vision wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, extraordinary stuff. Greatest batsman of all time, couldn't see.
These are things you'll learn.
Couldn't see.
No, he wasn't Braille. He could drive a car, I believe.
Okay. All right, look, we'll learn all about it tonight.
Yeah, you learn about it tonight.
Let's leave it to the drunk show history. Rather than to Fev. Hughesy on Drunk History tonight at 9:30 on 10. Thank you, Hughesy.
Good on you, legend.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, remember the other day Trixie came in here? Byron, you weren't here, but Trix came in for the morning.
It was the best day of the week.
And she...
Someone on my wavelength. I got to play with someone.
Well, you two are having a great time on the couch there playing Subway Surfers.
Yeah, great game.
So it's a video, it's an app basically that Trixie's writing to her and her little friends.
Yep.
And I remember the first time because she said her, and she's seven and her friends are all that age, 6 and 7 years old. And I knew her little friends were playing it too and I was fine with it. I did look at it one day, though, and I thought, so, because it's been around for years, because my nephew, Sonny, is now 15. He used to play it as a kid. But when you break down the game, you are playing a character that's a graffiti artist and you're running away from the police.
You can change him when you earn a certain amount of points.
Well, that's what Trixie's changed all these characters.
Right.
And now she loves playing as this girl called Tricky, because there's actually a little girl called Tricky. And occasionally she runs into a train, and I don't know, like that. Like, I've looked at it going, are we sure we're okay with
this? When it speeds up.
But it says it's appropriate for 4+, so 4 years of age plus.
Yeah. Could, so we all get there.
I ask if Tricky pays a fare to board that train?
No,
or?
No. And she jumps on the back, train. You jump on top of the train, you get coins.
I won't lie, there is message in this game I'm not convinced is appropriate. But she loves this game. Anyway, on Saturday, I was trying to put Daisy down and for a nap. And then when I came out, I looked at Trix. I thought, wow, what costume's this? She has become one of the characters.
Good on her.
So she's got her beanie on.
Hasn't she got
her
orange
dark glasses?
Hair?
She just puts it in pigtails.
Yeah. Now green? I reckon she's got green hair.
Well, she fortunately didn't go that far, but she's basically got a beanie. She's her beanie on, her dark glasses, her backpack with her jeans.
Good on her.
I mean, she looked like a delinquent 15-year-old. This is her new look. I mean, last year we were Jasmine and Moana costumes.
She's growing up, Boxy.
She's now a graffiti artist. And then she was playing Subway Surfers around the house. She's jumping on the couch. She's sliding.
Yep.
She's like, hang on, Mum, I'm on a hoverboard. I've got to jump on the back of this train.
Get the hoverboards
this
the
is
best.
What, highly inappropriate.
Wait till she says the police are chasing me.
Well, I know. She said that. She said, Mum, the cops are after me. I've got to go. And well, she's run up the hallway.
At least you're just dealing with Subway Surf, Fiona, because I had an interesting time on Friday. My daughter said to me.
What do you mean?
Well,
what?
She came home and she said, Dad, Mum, learnt about penises today.
Oh, wow.
What?
They had sex ed at grade 5.
Well,
oh, my God.
That's part of the curriculum.
I know. But she's in grade 5,
okay.
And she said they've all got different names. There's
right.
Millies and
all right.
Doodles.
No, fun stuff.
I didn't
fun
expect
stuff.
That when I brought up a video game.
There's more. There was more.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, make sure you download the Fox app. It's the only way to win what you're about to hear all about. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Carrie and Tommy the Savo. You've got mail with $250,000 worth of prizes to win.
Wow.
This is massive, guys.
And we're joined by, I was about to say, no, but I can't.
Tom Hanks and
no,
Meg Ryan.
No. I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say one of my favourite people on the network. But then I thought Tommy might hear that. But Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, you've got mail. I thought it might have been.
Why are you doing that? Sorry. You've got mail. Now, this is Carrie. Hi.
Hi. And I should be. Do you know what? You can say that you like me more than Tommy. We're good friends. I feel like if you can't say that, then all of it's a lie, you know?
You're right. And I don't care. If he texted me right now and said, you just call Carrie one of your best friends, why don't you call me that?
He doesn't care. Mate, when we first started doing this show, we did press separately and he told people that we were best mates and I said we'd just become friends and we're getting to know each other.
That's perfect.
I think that's what Fee says about me. We've been working together for 5 years.
I love you. I do love you.
Hey, I've got to tell you about this because this is the single most exciting competition I think we've ever done in our entire time doing Drive Together, Tommy and I. You've got mail. There's $250,000 worth of prizes in the lead up to Christmas. I'm like Santa. I'm here with Tommy as well. He's a little elf helping out. We're here to deliver you goods. He's little, exactly. And I've got to say, the first one we're giving away today is, I think, what all Melburnians need, a bit of hope for a holiday for the future. 4 people to the Wit Sundays, 2 nights accommodation on Hamilton Island, 2 nights on a private yacht with a crew. You can live like the Kardashians, all food and drinks provided.
Wow.
No expiry on the holiday either. So if we're in this lockdown for the next 5 years, you can still take it at the end of that.
I want that prize. I mean, we give away a lot of things here on the Fox. I've never wanted a prize more. Like,
yeah,
I want that so badly.
Who are you taking, Fee?
Well, definitely you.
Yes, great.
It's you and me, and then we've got 4.
No, Carrie can't go because it's her prize.
No, because she's my plus one.
It doesn't matter.
So if I win, I'm taking Carrie, and then we've got 2 more. There's too many kids between us.
Yay!
So somebody's got to look after our kids. Who should
imagine Tommy, Fev, and you and I. That would be hectic. We'd be down one end of the yacht just going, would you shush?
No, and we'll just get an extra ticket for Byron to drive the yacht for us.
Oh, yeah, okay. Very funny.
We could get Byron on a staff.
It's true.
Very clean.
I think I might stay home, but thanks for the offer.
Right. there is so many other holidays up for grabs coming up, Byron. We can go on another one together.
Oh, thank
down the
you.
Track, okay?
No, I might go with Tommy, seeing none of you like him. I'll take Tommy.
No, I'm with Tommy.
Okay, cool.
Tommy's my
there
boy.
Is also, let me tell you, there's cash. We're like giving away just cash. Cars. All things Apple, all things Dyson. You might hear that I'm sounding excited because this is the most exciting thing that's happened in Melbourne in 6 months.
Well. Here we go.
I'm not. It's not even on the paper.
No, it's
how
not.
About
I'm trying
that?
To find it. I'm like, where
yes,
is that cash?
Thank you. There's cash, lots of it. Like, I mean, $10,000.
Just trust Carrie. She's telling you what she's giving
cash.
Away.
It's a lot of cash.
It's her show, Feb. I think she would know what's happening on her own show.
One of us does our research before we get on air.
So. There's only one that does because I listen every day and Tommy sometimes doesn't know what's going on.
Now you're pot shotting your mate. I would never do that to Carrie.
Oh, wow.
Careful, he won't come on the yacht if you get.
Yeah, no, he'll come on the yacht.
Good stuff.
Is Meg Ryan or Tom Hanks?
No, we don't mention that. So it's You've Got Mail everything that Carrie's mentioned. The way to win, you download the Fox app. So watch everyone right now. It's going to break records now. Go to the App Store right now, or what do they have on the Android? Google Play. Get on there.
You need
Fox,
a parcel number.
Fox app, and then you register. So it's that easy.
And you've got to have your parcel number ready. Listen to us from three. We're going to call one lucky winner each day. Today's lucky winner will win the ultimate. With Sunday's holidays. So
and
I'm not sure why you wouldn't just go do it now.
And I don't think it would be sus at all if I won. Like if you end up calling out my parcel number.
Definitely not.
Not be sus
Fiona, what could we call you?
Fiona Box from Fiona. A leafy area. You've won a trip to the Whitsun. Hey, Carrie, you ran 9.5 Ks on the weekend. How'd you pull up?
I know, I'm a
That's
hero.
That's a good effort.
Do you know what? I actually think maybe my Fitbit's broken because I can't run 9.5 Ks. But either way, I'm going to go with it and say I ran 9.5 Ks.
That's a good effort.
It is so impressive.
9.5. That's I looked at it and went,
I went to the veranda.
Red Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo. Support Aussie-owned and operated.